This week on Senior Voices, Mary Harris recalls her early memories of growing up in the Deep South and has some advice to share with the present generation. She spoke with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Pamela Waltrip.
I was born in Bessemer, Alabama, July 15, 1948.
What's your earliest memory?
I had a good childhood. You know, I was practically raised by my aunt and uncle because my mom had to work all the time. They were strict. And I didn't like it at first, but I realized that they were very protective of me, you know. But everything worked out okay, and I'm just glad I had a chance to thank them for raising me so hard as they did. You know, I got a chance to thank them before they both passed away.
What's your best memory then from childhood?
At that age, I was strictly a tomboy. Skating. We made our own skates. We made those skateboards from regular skates. Break up some wood or something like that and take and nail those skates wheels on that board. Just skated all up and down the road in the neighborhood. Never got in any trouble because we was out all day practically.
Do you have any favorite stories that your family used to tell or that you had happen to you?
Well, when you have the family cookout, that was fun. You know, you get to just eat up everything, play all kind of funny games. You get to meet family members that you don't normally see but once a year, and it'd be a whole lot of us. And so you don't have to know their name, but you got along with them because you knew they was family. And it was just a fun time.
What did you do after you graduated from high school?
I went to a home college in Alabama. Lasted about 6 months. And I got pregnant. And I had one child.
Were you married at some point?
Yes. I got married at 38. That go to show you I thought I was getting a little too old for that one. But it came through. I have one grandson. He lives in Fairborn. Oh, I love him to no end.
How old is your grandson?
He's 25 years old.
You sound like you're very proud of your grandson.
I am. He's a tattooed artist. Go to Sinclair College. And he's good.
He sounds very creative.
He is very much so.
And I won't ask you if you have a tattoo.
I got a tattoo when I turned 50 years old.
Oh, all right.
And it's like a little dot on my leg. You almost have to put some oil on it to bring it to life, you know. Been there so long. And it's just a little hard with a rose going through it and my name. That was my 50th birthday present I gave to me.
Happy birthday. Happy
that
50th,
been 100 right. years ago.
So what advice do you give your young grandson?
Oh, choose your friends, be your own self, learn to love yourself first, then the rest will follow. And I just tell him, you know, go out there and nothing is impossible. If you want it bad enough, you'll get it in an honest way. That's the way we do this.
That was Mary Harris sharing her memories with Pamela Waltrip as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer Alan Steiger. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.